Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, is promising a number of changes to shipping legislation in Barbados. He was speaking in Parliament on the Shipping Incentives Amendment Bill 2019. That's when he said that an audit by the global regulator, the International Maritime Organization, between June and July of 2018, found that Barbados fell short of the required standards in several areas.
The IMO found there were over 20 areas in which Barbados fell short. Sir, over 20 areas. A lot of it in relation to the legislation, sir. Us not taking the legislation seriously enough to at least try to have some of these things brought into law. They looked at our ship registry, sir, and I will speak to that again in a little bit more detail later on. But a number of areas, sir, across which, sir, they felt that we were not doing enough.
Minister Humphrey went on to say that his ministry is working to meet those international obligations.
We have to strengthen the legal and regulatory framework to protect national interests in relation to marine, environmental, marine safety, maritime safety and security, effective implementation of IMO convention, sir. A number of things that we have to do, sir, and that's why we're spending our time now doing a comprehensive review of the current legislation. A comprehensive review of the legislation. And when we have done that, sir, then we are going to bring a number of pieces here. We are already working on the FAL, the Facilitation Convention, sir. And this would allow us to have much greater ease of doing business in our ports. And why would we want to have ease of doing business in the port? For obvious reasons, sir. Barbados is now ranked on the ease of doing business index at 129 out of 190 countries. In terms of the ease of doing business as it relates to trade beyond borders, which is our port really, Barbados is 132. So we're worse off in terms of our trade because of how we facilitate business in the port primarily than we are overall, and we are not good overall. So we have to do it, sir, to improve our standing on the ease of doing business index, but not really, not solely for that, because that is only a ranking. But if we do it, sir, we are able to invite much more business to this country. And Barbados, as you know, sir, we have to be in the port and in customs, we have to be revenue generating. We know that, and you get to do that, sir, by being able to facilitate business. We have to be competitive so that we should be able to say it takes in Barbados an hour to do so and so or to do this, and that in another country it takes them 2 hours. Come and do it here. Come and do it in Barbados. That is why we have to do it. And sir, in the port, we have to offer security and in customs. So you want to be more competitive, you want to be revenue generating, and you want to be secure. And that is what we're seeking to do, sir, in trying to change up all of these pieces of legislation, sir, that we are bringing.
The minister added that earning more money from the ship's registry is one of the priority areas.
Our ship registry in Barbados now has the potential to have a significantly greater amount of ships and tonnage. When we compare ourselves to the Bahamas, for example, they have, 1,600 and something? We have 170 or so. We are not even in the conversation. There are countries, sir, that are generating significant revenue from their ship registry, sir. Barbados is hardly in the conversation. Hardly. I made a commitment, sir. The ministry made a commitment, sir. And the Prime Minister is insisting, sir, that our ship registry must now become the leading ship registry in the region.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.